You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
No mai hoki mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, text us on 5395 or call us on 309 3879. A 19-year-old from Palmerston North recently passed away after suffering a head injury while playing a private run-it-straight-style tackle game. Run-it-straight has been introduced as a new combat sport involving a runner and a tackler running full speed at each other to mirror physical collisions seen in rugby league matches. The sport was gaining prominence in Australia, with contestants winning cash prizes of up to $20,000 before making its way to Aotearoa quite recently, although West Auckland's Trust Arena recently cancelled one of their championships following the death of the teenager. I speak to Professor Patria Hume, a professor in human performance at AUT, about run-it tackle games and the inevitability of serious injuries or deaths during the games. Can you tell us about why the run-it style tackle games were inevitably going to result in serious injury or death, noting the recent death of a 19-year-old from Palmerston North who took part in one of these games?
So people need to understand the risks when you've got two people running at each other under this run-it style. The impact force is like jumping off the roof of your house and landing flat on your front. That's a level of trauma that your body and especially the brain is experiencing.
Do professional rugby players incur similar kinds of injuries at the same rate as those who take part in tackle games?
So as a biomechanist, I looked at the videos and estimated the impact forces. And with the run-it impact forces, they are approximately five times the force of what you would typically have in a rugby tackle.
What do you think is attracting rangatahi to take part and view these kinds of games at the moment?
So I think people need to understand the risks. And when they're viewing these games or taking part, they need to acknowledge that there is a risk of death and severe injury. And they need to ask themselves, is that something that they really want to participate in or to promote?
Do you think that social media virality is also playing a role in making these kinds of games popular, as well as other similar forms of high-risk behaviour?
Yes, social media is definitely increasing the participation in these types of events. People want to stand out and they think that it's all in the moment and they don't consider the long-term effects. So we all have responsibility as social media users to ensure that we're promoting positive physical activity and culturally appropriate events that we can all participate in safely.
Following the death of the 19-year-old, the official organisers of Run It put out a statement saying that they didn't encourage any copying of the sport. But do you think that the damage has already been done?
I think the damage is definitely done. We always look at role models in sport and try and emulate that when we're youths growing up because we want to be Olympic athletes or an All Black. This is no different. We've got social media with millions of hits. It's gone viral and people think that they can make money out of participating in Run-It. And so therefore, it's not socially responsible to have this type of activity on the social media.
Do you think that any additional regulations are needed for these kind of tackle games?
Yes, I do. So with sports, you have organised sport. It's got rules and regulations for a purpose to ensure that we can make participation safe. For events that are organised, councils have responsibility to provide permits and there's health and safety legislation that event organisers need to adhere to. So event organisers do need to make sure that these events are safe for people.
And do you think that additional regulations might be needed for professional rugby, perhaps?
Professional rugby already has a lot of regulations. And they come down from World Rugby to New Zealand Rugby, and they are adhered to. So New Zealand Rugby has Rugby Smart as an education program to ensure that people know how to tackle properly, that they understand that headgear doesn't reduce the risk of concussion.
And that was Professor Patria Hume from Auckland University of Technology talking to us about run-it tackle games and their potential for serious injuries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.